We have a prayer request to bring before you this morning, and we're going to give the numbers out. Karen, give the contact numbers, as this is Prayer and Share, and this is the time we come to you and ask you, our listening family, to become partners with us in covering the cost and expenses of the operations here at your Good News Christian radio station. And so, Karen?
That toll-free number, 888-221-8990. Again, that's 888-221-8990.
Well, again, we want to thank Jackie for starting things out this morning with some matching funds, and we just entered in $100 into our income for this morning. And of course, Jackie's money is not going to get thrown away. That's going to end up going into the budget here as well, so we thank you for that. But we had $250 in matching funds. We don't always end up with all of that, but I know that was the intent, Jackie, and we do appreciate that, and that's going to help us a great deal this morning as we move through this day. This is Thursday morning, and you know, the middle of the week. Yesterday we had a great day, a lot of calls, a lot of activity, people coming in, and we were and are always happy to meet up with our family. So you may want to stop by the station if you're in the Martin County area, Palm City. Just come by 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, and we've had some friends for many years stop in and remake acquaintances, renew acquaintances, and some have dropped by and brought in checks. Some have brought in some food. Different people have stopped in, and we thank all of you. We have had some of our team from Tent America that's also come by and been a part of praying with us during these hours and these days, and that was, I believe, a great event. I haven't really heard the report. Maybe someone will be able to share a bit with us today about Tent America that took place just to the west of the Martin County Courthouse. Went out there, was able to go out a couple times and enjoyed the time of prayer and praise, worship. It was a great event. And so I know we have some of their team that's stepping in, praying with us, maybe helping out a bit with phones as well. I have a prayer request. This is coming from, looks like Kathy or Margaret. I guess maybe she goes by Kathy. And prayers for protection over this nation, especially our president. So she's asking for prayer for that. Then her sister's arms, one with bursitis, and the other, I don't know if it's the other sister or the other arm, maybe the other sister, another sister, I'm not sure. But there's also healing from right shoulder surgery. This was a rotator cuff surgery. And also there's remission there for lung cancer. And brother's wife battling cancer, healing for my husband and myself. They were involved in an automobile accident back earlier this year, March of this year. Neck and back whiplash, was not their fault. And so looking to see the legal issues resolved in a proper manner, in a fair and proper manner as soon as possible. So these are some of the requests coming to us this morning from Margaret or from Kathy. And we thank you, Kathy, for sending us your donation and also bringing these prayer requests to our attention. Father, we lift up these requests this morning. We lift up our president, and we do pray for you to protect President Trump and Melania today, their family. Father, just put a hedge of protection over our leaders. For your word instructs us to pray for those who are over us, and we do that understanding that you, in your sovereign will and purpose, raise up and put down. You're involved in the leadership transitions that take place amongst the nations. And we do pray over our leadership. We pray over the Congress. We pray over the senators. We pray, Father, against the division. We pray over the great divide. We pray over just the lost souls that are in our nation today. Lord, we pray for our nation that has become in many ways secular, educational system secular, entertainment industry secular, government many ways just secular. And we pray, Father, that there would be a great awakening in America again, that our nation would come back to God, that we would seek you, and we would have a restoration of biblical roots again in our nation, that we would rebuild those foundations that are crumbled and have fallen apart. We lift up this family today, Lord. Automobile accident where both Kathy and her husband were involved in this accident. So, Lord, we pray that that you would just bring healing to them, and also bring a just and proper settlement as soon as possible, that this would just be resolved, that for her sister, the brother, brother's wife that's battling cancer, this rotator cuff surgery, and the lung cancer that's in remission. Lord, we just pray for protection over this family and also over your people. And we pray, Father, that that there would be a miraculous work in this family, wherein they not only see the protection of God established and that they are under that protection, but also that they see a tremendous healing work of God in their lives. Encourage them today, Lord. Encourage your people, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to get back to some music. Again, this is Prayer and Share. Amen. We started the morning. We have right now, we're up to $112,283, and we are looking to move ahead. What is the Lord saying to you this morning? What is the Lord putting on your heart? How are you? What's your thoughts? Are you joining with us in prayer? If you have already given, that the Lord would touch other people's hearts, I know many of you are. And so let me just talk for a moment about the matching funds challenge that is brought to us by a brother who is making this matching funds challenge in the name of his wife, in remembrance of his wife, who is with the Lord. And they were married a number of years, and it's a dear friend, Brother Bob, that has shared this with us. And let me just read a bit from his email. In remembrance of God's generosity to me, and with a thankful spirit, and eager for others to find the blessing that God has shared with me, and in memory of my dear wife of 48 years, what a great gift she was to me. And since this was her money too, I honor her with this gift. I am giving a $1,000 a month for the next 6 months, fully paid in advance, to encourage others to become first-time regular givers of $50 or more each month. I will match their regular gifts to WCNO Radio. I encourage you to set up a regular automatic deduction to your checking account. And of course, this could be by debit or whatever. You can give by text or go online. And God will bless you as you make this offering to God's work. Consider the ways that Christian Radio has blessed you over the years. Many were indirect because they affected others who they themselves received the message of God's love and ownership in their lives to affect those around them. It is my prayer that this gift, in my wife's honor, will bless many others who will never have the opportunity to meet her on this side of heaven. And that's from our dear friend Bob. Bob brought the check in yesterday, and then Bob said that this is for he was saying for first-time givers that are willing to be regular givers on some kind of a level. And it he said that it doesn't have to be $50. It could be any increment. So if you are a first-time giver of any increment, and you set that up for a monthly, say for the next 6 months, it could be $5 a month, it could be $10 a month, it could be $100 a month. But if you're a first-time giver, Bob is going to He is going to give the funds to match up to $6,000. And so he has already brought the check in. I have his check. And so that is something for first-time givers. And so I do not have matching funds at this time for just regular donations coming in. But if you're a first-time giver and God has touched your heart, you have never given to this ministry before, then I would encourage you to make a call this morning, because there are matching funds up to $6,000. Someone may be listening today and ready to make that call, maybe a $50 a month, $25 a month, $30 a month. We've been talking about Gideon's Army, and the Gideon's Army are those who give at least $1 a day, who make a commitment to give monthly, at least $1 a day, to pray daily for this ministry, and to believe God for an expanded vision for this ministry to impact more lives for Christ. And so if you are a first-time giver today, let us know that, and let us know if you are making a monthly commitment to this ministry of really any amount, and that will end up being matched by Bob's gift that he is giving to us. And so, actually, I didn't read all of his note. Maybe I'll read a little more later. That was the first half of his note.
Oh, my.
I didn't realize there were two halves. I just saw that. So, anyhow, there's another half to it. I'm not even sure what that half says. I'll have to read that myself. But, Bob, we want to thank you for having vision for this ministry. And, of course, Bob had already given earlier, and he's coming back and giving again to be a part with this work. Thank you so much, Bob. That's going to be a blessing. I'm sure we're going to have first-time givers that come alongside of us and commit to be a part of this ministry. Well, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to get back to some music. Karen's going to give us all the contact information, and we're going to just stay in touch with you, keep you up to date. The phone lines are open, and we're looking for your call. What is the Lord putting in your heart this morning to do?
That toll-free number, 888-221-8990. You can text WCNO to 24365 to make a credit card donation via text message. You could go to the website, WCNO.com, where you can make a pledge or a donation. If you received your letter and have not yet returned that, you could give us a call and let us know. Maybe you've already put the check in the mail today, or we're going to do that tomorrow or Monday. Just give us a call and let us know the amount that you'll be sending in, so we can count that in.
All right, very good, very good. Well, we're going to get back to this next song, and this song is Bigger Than This.
Surrounds me so relentless, I feel like I'm drowning. My God is bigger than this, He's bigger than this. My God is bigger than this, His love is greater. My God is bigger than this, He's bigger than this. My God is bigger than this, His love is greater. Which way to go?